This episode is brought to you in partnership with Chew Chicago. Chicago and no. Hey.
Hey.
What's happening? This is episode number 77.
Hey. Hey. It's not the end of the podcast.
No, it's not. It's not even the end of the neighborhood community areas.
Yeah, because if it were the end of the community areas, it would be the end of the podcast.
No. Yeah, well, no. We still gonna go. Y'all don't. No.
I know, but like it will be the end of this portion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Giving
not like we're
gonna
stop.
No. We in here for the long haul.
Do you think they care?
I think so. I think a few of them care. Shit, a few of y'all give a damn, right?
If we just stop,
that's gonna be today's poll question on Spotify. Do y'all give a damn?
Do y'all
give a damn
about this podcast?
Just message us and be like, I give a damn. Please do. Actually, just let us know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know somebody gonna be like, you know what? I don't care. You know what?
I listened to this just to shit on you and hate on you.
That's messed up.
That's fair.
That's a bad way to live, though.
That's fair.
It's fair, but it's a bad way to live.
If you just want to live with that hatred in your heart, that's fine.
Yeah, if that's you, then
that's on you.
Do you, boo-boo. You ready for today's trivia question?
Yeah.
Chicago, here's today's trivia question. Including today's episode, how many community areas have we covered? Mm-hmm. A, 70. B, okay. 62.
Okay.
C, 59.
I should know this.
You should know this.
Logically, why would I?
I mean, yeah, we've been hustling out here.
There's been 2 week episodes. There's been three episodes per week.
But if anybody caught on, they know the Wednesday episode was just a repeat of the community. Yeah, new information, but still.
When did we start doing the Wednesday episode?
Shit. Ooh, that's a good question. That's a trivia question. I don't even know. Y'all, you got some time to figure it out after the break. But right now, 77 Flavors of Chicago, now.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago, so I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast. Wow.
Wow. Oh, man, that's perfect. Episode 77, and I just cut off our damn intro.
Whoops.
Shit happens, right. Y'all. And I almost started that bad boy back up.
I did start it back up.
Anyway.
How's your week going?
It's going good. You want to get to the finish, give the answer first?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let's give the answer.
I forgot that we asked a question.
Yeah, we did. We did ask a question. Including today's episode, how many community areas have we covered? A, 70. B, 62. Or C, 59. What's your guess? You know the answer.
I do.
You know the answer.
62.
Hey, if you said 62, that is the correct answer. We've only done 62. We got 14 more to go.
Damn, that's it?
14 more. That'll put us, what, December?
December 12th.
December 12th, yeah. December 12th.
According to my calculations.
2 Mondays in. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. We should have some fun with that.
Would you guys come to a final taping?
Ooh, live.
Yeah. A live final taping.
If we did live?
Yeah. Just like, I don't know, 20 of you.
Yeah, no, I mean, shit. Let's pack the house out.
What house?
Somebody's house.
Not our house.
Somebody's house. We'll figure it out. But how's my week doing?
How's your week? I feel like it's so odd that we ask each other how our week are doing when we are with each other.
You know, I think it's healthy though. I think because like we are with each other so much, you know, we don't check in with each other. We just assume we're going.
One of us is just having breakdowns, you know? In the corner and the other one is unaware.
And I'm glad
how are you doing?
I'm glad we resolved it in front of thousands.
Thousands of you are listening to us.
You never know. Shit. I mean, it is what it is. You know.
How was your week?
It's good.
Are you
honestly
okay? How do you feel?
I feel good. I have not recovered from Colorado.
Me neither. I feel like this week right now feels like I need a reset. Like I need a Sunday. We've had a Sunday reset, but I feel like I need another one.
Yeah, I need the Sunday reset. If you listen to this opening day Monday. Yesterday didn't feel like a reset.
No.
Nah.
It did not.
At all. It did not at all. It's definitely not a reset.
But honestly, I think it's because, like, we pack our weekends so much.
We do.
And
we do a lot.
I just do too much, you know?
We do too much.
No, but, like, aside from work and podcasting and, like, our side projects that we work on and, like, all that shit that we do, I still also do too much. You know what I mean? I'm like, I need to go to Marshall's and I need to go to a farmer's market and I need to go, like, to these little shops and I need, like, for what?
Yeah, you just calm the fuck down. You be having your Sunday.
My self-care Sunday?
Yeah, there's self-care Sunday.
What was this?
That's
so piano.
That was the self-care.
Is that nails?
I don't know.
I did get a pedicure this Sunday. Hey. Listen. No matter what financial status I have been my entire life, okay? Mm-hmm. I've always, well, at least I would say for the last 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
my self-care days priority.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I can't afford to go get $100 manicure set that month,
yeah,
I will do my nails at home, but that time is blocked. Sunday, don't call me, don't text me. I am not responding. My phone, my watch is off, my phone's on the charger. Do not disturb.
Yeah, I'm about to say, do not disturb.
Like, literally, everything's on do not disturb. I don't even pick up my phone on Sundays.
Do you like that feature, though, that you can just, like, on the text message?
I love that.
No. The text message where somebody sees it says, Sarah.
You can still notify me. I'm not responding.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You can still hit notify anyway.
That's a bombardment right there.
It is. You know? It's kind of, well, here's the thing. There's 3 people in my life that have emergency bypass that do not disturb.
That's
you, my sister, and my mom.
Yeah. Okay? Me, same thing.
Me, your sister, and your mom?
No, my other sisters.
Oh.
That's it.
But literally, that's it. Like, the only 3 people have that feature. You could still hit notify anyway. I'm not picking that shit up.
Yeah, right.
And like, I don't have the curiosity on Sundays.
Did you know though? If they call back twice back to back, it goes through automatically.
I know.
This is emergency.
I'm not. If you're calling me 2 times in a row,
you say it better be good. You better be good.
Listen, and don't be FaceTiming me.
Yeah,
for sure. I hate FaceTime anyway.
Yeah.
And there's 2 people that insist on FaceTiming me in my life, which are my sister and Aaron. Will insist on face, and I fucking hate it. But I will answer. I answer every single time. But I just want you to know that I hate it.
Aaron, if you listen, this is one hell of a way to find out.
No, she knows. She's aware.
Yeah, yeah.
And she told me, she said, I don't FaceTime anybody else.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
I think so.
Yeah, I love it.
She's a saboteur.
That's energy. Are you ready to get started with today's episode?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah, right, because this was fun.
Yeah.
This was fun. We spent the first 8 minutes. This what I think maybe after 77, that's what this turns into. Just
lifestyle.
We just lifestyle blogs.
Just do lifestyle.
Recap the week. You know, that's not a bad idea.
No one cares enough. We're not famous.
Yeah, nobody would care that much. Y'all don't have to answer that question. I get it.
Yeah, right.
But let's get in tune, y'all. Let's get in tune. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
We are in West Pullman.
That's what she said.
We are in West Pullman, community area number 53. Yeah, 53. And
here, I like that number.
Yeah, 53. Yes.
Do you have a favorite number?
Nah, 1, because that's what I am. Hey, let's go. Let's go.
That's the most ridiculous answer.
Anyway.
Do you want to know what my favorite number is?
Let's do it.
What 27.
Is? Actually, my 27?
Yeah.
I don't know why. My favorite number is 77, actually. I'm not going to lie. That is my favorite number, 77.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, it done changed my life. Shit, that's all I know. Won't he do it? Amen. Anyway, the boundaries.
Wow.
To the north.
What's going on?
115th Street. To the south, Little Calumet River. To the east, Illinois Central Tracks. To the west, Ashland and Halsted.
Why is it called Little Calumet? That's disrespectful.
Oh, that's what it is. They put little bridges over everything. Little. this has got some interesting stuff to it. Got some interesting stuff to it. So normally I do the name and then the history, right? This kind of blurs together. So the area was started as an industrial and residential area first. And in 1891, the West Pullman Land Association bought the old Morgan Farm that used bridges to get over the Little Calumet River and developed it. And then they wanted, so they wanted Pullman in the name for marketing reasons to attract people. Yeah, to attract people here. Now, here's the catch. The University of Chicago sociologists made West Pullman a community area in the 20s, 1920s. So it went all this time not being community areas. And
What was it?
Fun fact, West Pullman was made up of three individual communities before it was West Pullman. The community area, the communities were West Pullman, of course, Kensington, which was known as a railroad town, and then Gano was also made out the three. Now, because West Pullman, because West Pullman area had the most identifiable area and community, like far as land, and you can tell what people are. That's the name that they went with, and it stuck.
Interesting.
Yeah, so pretty fun history and the name right there. So here's the thing. In the 1920s, the population was over 20,000, right? And most of it was large industry, retail space, schools, and parks. And if you think about it, what's next to it? Pullman. So and actually, this is south of Pullman, southwest of Pullman. But a lot of people, residential, that whole area, Hegwisch, Roseland, all that area over there is like really industrial type of stuff. So that's where a lot of the stuff was. That's what West Pullman was made up of. And International Harvester, and remember we talked about that in Hegwisch? That became Navistar, which was one of the largest harvester agricultural in the world. That was where people worked. Also, Carter White Lead Paint was in there, and that was like a very big lead paint. Yeah, I mean it's the 20s, you know, it's the 20s. Keep that in mind. But now,
shit, our apartment probably has lead paint.
Yeah, for real. Shit, most places in Chicago.
This shit is old as hell.
Yeah, for real. But here's a slight fun fact here. Carter White Lead Paint. They left business. Their business had failed, and guess what took over the business. What replaced
Sherman
them?
Williams?
No, Dutch Boy Paint.
Oh,
replaced them. Funny you should say that about Sherman Williams. Keep that in mind for another episode.
I'm not gonna keep that in mind.
You should.
Oh,
The area was mostly white, like most of Chicago was back in the day.
Yeah.
The racial covenants, of course.
Polish, Irish, German. Am I right?
Scandinavian, Armenian, you know, like all them. Lithuanian. Everybody lives in the area, right? Except they had the racial covenants for blacks, you know. Like, and if y'all don't know by now what racial covenants were, it's what was created to keep blacks out or scare whites into thinking that blacks were bad and they shouldn't
and they were
be in
going
the area.
To drop the quality of the neighborhood.
Yeah, so that's. So that's what the racial covenants were. Yeah. And so Kensington, which was one of the sub neighborhoods of the area, actually had 170 blacks in the area in 1930. Okay. Now here's obviously that's bad, but like in 1933, a black woman bought a two flat building, and they black powder bombed her house. Exploded all in front of the house.
Black powder?
Yeah, just bombed it. They bombed the house. You know what I mean? Like, which is ridiculous. That's insane. It's ridiculous just because she moved to the area. You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, no, I couldn't imagine. I
would have to, I don't know.
Ain't no way I would have been able to live
I would definitely end up in jail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have been on Channel 9 News. I dead gone at the age of whatever. You know what I mean? Like, because... And
I'd have physically fight everyone.
Yeah, cause of death. He wasn't having that bullshit. Wow. That's what I want to put on my grave. He did not have that bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going out, I'm going out crazy. Ain't no way. I mean,
not to say that they, like, not to say it. That people put up with it. You
right,
know what
right,
I mean?
Right. Like, right. You know, that's not what we're saying. Yeah. But, like, it's just, ooh, boy, I would have been an early gone. I would have been. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
Mm-mm. To have the.
To have that bullshit happen? Yeah, no. That's wild. Now, it gets even more ridiculous, okay? This is ridiculous. West Pullman, we talked about this a little bit. West Pullman joined the fight against the CHA Altgale Gardens. Altgale Gardens in Riverdale. And then there's other public housing that they fought against in Roseland. But it's crazy that they joined the fight. They did not want the housing there, right? They didn't want the housing. When we get to Roseland, you're going to understand, population-wise, how and why. Primarily, of course, it's black. This is white flight happened. It's happening around this time. Blacks trying to move in. The black belt is being formed by Chicago. We've been pushed out. We being black people are being pushed out. You know what I'm saying? So we'll find out more. But, like, it's just crazy to think that they were like, nah, we're not going to stand for, this. And the government had to step in because these racial covenants were in place. They had put these, and it wasn't nothing legal. It was just what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? It was just what they were doing. Now, the population fell during the Great Depression, but grew after World War II. 1960, the population was 35,000, all white. Okay. So, I mean, we talking 1960, okay? We talking 1960, all white.
Wow.
And then some vacant land, 1960s. Again, y'all, keep this in mind. It's only 2000, it's 2022. Granted, we 60 years away from the 60s, you know what I'm saying?
That's not that much. That's my mom is 60.
My dad's 62 this year, you know what I mean? Like, and it's... Just keep that in mind. That's not a long time ago is what I'm trying to say.
It absolutely is not a long time ago.
In 1960s, some vacant land on the outskirts of West Pullman started to open it up for blacks. in 1960. But again, not surprising, Gage Park, We learned. Right. We learned about it was just desegregated, integrated.
1970.
It shouldn't be surprising, but I guess when you do this, because we are not that people, we honestly hope our listeners are not that people, not those people, but
what people,
racism, like they're dealing with. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? Like, we hope
I can't,
but like it's just that's why I can't.
We
I can't
tell which ones of you are racist.
Stop it. Get out of here.
We know.
Yeah,
there's one or two of you that have called us aggressive.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine? They don't listen.
They don't listen anymore.
Yeah, they don't listen no more. But
they're all gone. This is our inner circle.
Yeah,
this is our safe space. I feel like we're at the point where our core listeners are like our safe space.
We talking to y'all. That's why I be talking to them every week.
Yeah, that's why I could say, man, fuck you. And I feel like, I'm mad. Talking to my friends.
They ain't mad. Y'all ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
They probably saying it back to us.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
Yeah. They saying it back to you.
Someone one day is going to come up to us because our public interactions so far have been very nice. People have been like, hi, oh my God, like so nice to see you out actually in real life. But one day someone's going to come up to us and cuss us out and I'm going to be shocked and confused.
They're going to be like, you know what? I'm fucking sick and tired of y'all telling me to fuck off.
Or someone's going to tell me, man, fuck you. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, oh my God.
I think if they did that in taste, we will probably laugh.
Of course.
We would laugh. We'd be like, oh, we get it. You have to listen to the podcast to get
it. Clutch my pearls.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Y'all pull up on me in the streets and y'all say that, be prepared to fight.
Yeah, be prepared to fight.
Be prepared to be like, it's just a joke.
I listen to the podcast.
Okay, I'd be like, okay.
No, but you're not that quick to react. You probably.
What?
I feel like you're a lot more.
I got maybe 3-4 seconds of me like. In pure shock, like before I come to, you know what I mean? All I'm saying, y'all, is don't y'all dare. No. Anyway,
you could say that to me in public and I'll laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, man, yeah. Well, see.
Yeah,
depends. Anyway, we way off track. So we're talking about the 60s. Some vacant land started opening up to the blacks in West Pullman. Eventually, by 1980, y'all take a shot. Sarah been yawning.
I did not yawn. That was a deep breath.
Okay.
I missed a burp. I heard you.
No.
I heard you, and then you held one in. I caught
that. Nah, look at it.
It was just delayed.
It don't count. You got to call it out in a moment.
Man.
Anyway.
Editing. Future Dario, call yourself out.
I ain't doing that. Don't listen to it, Future Dario. Eventually, by 1980 and 1990, 45,000 of the residents were black.
Mm. Do you know what percentage that was?
I don't know. I mean, I think if I had to say, we're talking 95, 90, 98% are black. Now, here's the other thing that we didn't talk about, because it was a big industry, a lot of industry in that area.
Industrial.
It's a very industrial area, right? So a lot of factories and shit like that. And they had like waste and lead and all that kind of stuff that was there. So when the business when the business starts shutting down, when they start shutting down and shit like that, nobody cleaned that up, right? Nobody cleaned that up. So while population is going through its racial change and population boom, you got this waste from these buildings that are just like sitting
ain't
there.
That a bitch.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. And so that so now you're fighting that, right? You're fighting that, and I read. I read that it's not, how do I say this? It's not like one of the poorer,
more poor community areas,
but it's kind of like mixed, right? It's like mixed because like it is still industrial, you know what I'm saying? People still work and things like that in the surrounding areas, and that's what the area is known for. But you know, like all the stories, how they end, they didn't do blacks well. So that's kind of like the. That's the ending point of what I'm trying to say. So, and I took the long way around. Okay, I took the long way. Yeah. I took the long way around. You said, yeah, yeah, you did, yeah, you did.
I mean,
yeah. Well, that's all I got to say about that.
Wow, that was a good ending.
That was a
What's
good
up with you and these abrupt endings?
Look, you know,
that's my whole thing. I don't know why you took that.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, it's not the end of the show.
And I don't appreciate.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
just in general, I feel like I've trademarked. The abrupt ending on this show.
Kind of did, but you fell off.
And you just took, because you take it over.
Here's the thing.
No,
here's the thing. All the old heads out there, because we see the demographic, we know some of y'all out there. I'm talking to my 40 and up club. Y'all realize when you get older, you just don't have to explain that. You just stop whenever you want to.
Wow. And that's, you're not even that
I'm
old.
I'm not even. I'm only 38.
I feel like 40s is not old.
It's not old.
So
but like,
stop acting like old.
It's still
people.
A mentality, though. It's still your mentality.
Change it. Do better.
Look, all my old heads out here stand with me. You know what I'm saying? When we get to a certain age, we ain't trying. We do what we want to do.
No. That's nope.
Yeah, what you mean?
Don't push this toxic male agenda. Okay?
Male? It's ladies out there that be doing the same shit.
That's not what we're talking about.
What are we talking about?
Don't all lives matter me.
What?
Okay?
What you mean?
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Oh,
don't do
what?
That. Don't do that.
I ain't do that. You said a man.
Yeah.
It ain't
that. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Well, I'm not. I'm talking about everybody that be just getting tired. Old heads. Old heads encompass men and women.
Oh, okay. Well, don't be toxic. Don't. That's ageist.
That's ageist.
But like reverse.
Anyway, did
Look,
we eat?
I braided the cord.
You braided the cord? You bored as hell.
No, I'm not. Yeah,
you didn't like none of that shit I was talking about.
No. Honestly, okay, so all I did today at work was invoice for 8 hours.
Yeah, that's
I was
some
just looking at an Excel sheet.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
So, to be honest, the fact that I still have any brain cells just functioning is really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that is quite impressive. Yeah,
and I went to bed really late last night because I was watching this new show on Netflix called Mo.
Everybody talking about that.
Yeah, so he's a Palestinian, and his parents left Palestine during the war and went to Kuwait, and then escaped Kuwait and came to the United States on asylum.
We've seen him perform.
We saw him live at Zany's.
At Zany's, yeah. I've seen him perform a couple times.
Yeah, and he has a couple of specials on Netflix. He was in Dave Chappelle's camp. So I think he's pretty good. I think he tells the story of like Palestinians in the United States very well, or Arabs in general that left the Middle East and came to the States. And this show is basically like the story of his family.
That's pretty dope.
So, you know, if you want to support and watch the show, it's actually really good. It's only like 8 or 9 episodes and they're 20-minute episodes. So I watched the whole thing yesterday.
Netflix, holler at us. Holler at us, Netflix. Yeah. We are here plugging you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're supporting Mo.
We're supporting Mo. That's right.
I mean, yes, Netflix also.
Yeah, like, right,
I really like Netflix.
Yeah.
But
time for the food.
Why'd you cut me off like that?
He ain't paying us.
Yeah, but... We like to support people.
That's true.
that are doing great things.
That's true. But I'm hungry.
That's fair.
Ready?
Yep. Hey, welcome back to the food portion of the episode.
Hey.
This week,
we were in West Pullman.
We just talked about it.
Yeah, right.
5 seconds ago.
Right. Yeah, we were. We are. It's still in West Pullman-ish.
Well, adjacent.
Yeah.
West Pullman, a little more east.
But today's food is Sultan's Market.
Right.
Do the drop. Yeah. Do the drop.
Yeah, so this portion of the episode is brought to you by Choose Chicago. And we went to Sultan's Market.
Yeah.
Which is in Lakeview.
Lakeview.
And... yeah, let's talk about it. So you,
I went there. So it's really dope. It's like a buffet style, also. So if you've never been to Sultan's Market,
you don't serve yourself; they serve for you.
No. I think you can serve yourself. What it looks like. You pay, and then if you want the buffet,
it's like a market.
Yeah. Yep. They got the food laid out there. You kind of see. You see the pictures right there. I got the video going.
Okay.
But it's really dope. I went there. I was like the first one there.
Yeah,
so
they're at 10 in the morning. They open at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. And I got the lady there. I forgot her name. She's actually from Jordan.
Hey.
And so she was proud that she made it all and everything like that. But very nice. It's small. Compact. Like I said, the buffet is in the middle. You go to the back. As soon as you walk in, you walk to the back. Not far, but you walk towards the back. And that's where you order food to go, right? Or if you want something that they have
like
there.
Yeah.
If you want to order something different. But yeah, I mean, it was really cool, man. She was nice. The staff was nice. It was only two people were there that were staff, and they were unloading, you know, getting the bread for the day. They didn't have some of the food made because they just opened, you know.
What's funny is that is one of the very few places that I actually constantly get an ad for on my Facebook.
Oh, really?
And I think it's racially targeted.
So they know who you
know
are.
Who yeah, I am and where I'm from, and they're like, she's gonna fall.
That's why I be getting Nike and Jordan.
Yeah, right.
They trying to appropriate.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the
we
food.
we had the mixed grill.
Yeah.
Mixed grill meal that comes with two things of kofta. When if you don't know what kofta is, it's kind of like a meatball, but like Middle Eastern seasoned meatball.
Yeah.
And then it comes with beef and chicken shawarma, and the rice is what we call. How did I forget this?
Yeah, I don't know. Pull your Jordanian card.
Wow, this is terrible. But it's rice with lentils.
Lentil rice, shit.
Yeah.
That's what I think she said to me.
Yeah. And then it comes with tabbouleh, which is a salad that is mainly made with parsley.
Yeah.
Parsley.
Nasty. So you can't even taste it.
Wow.
So.
Wow, I mean, that's so rude.
I can't even say it's nasty. You can't taste it.
And then a side of hummus.
Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
You know what they do very well there.
That's the name of the.
There you go. There you go. Get yourself a coin for that one.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the coin later. So she's authentic, right? She's from Georgia.
Right.
She was actually FaceTime family member while I was there.
Yeah.
From Georgia. So the food is fantastic. The meat, the chicken. Lamb, all of that was like done perfect. But what they, I don't know if this is a normal thing, but it was very spicy. And it's not very spicy, but it was enough spice.
Oh, seasoned,
yes.
You mean? Or like spicy, like
No. It was, no, I mean like spicy. Like it was like
hot.
Yeah, like, okay. But it was like, it wasn't overbearing. It was like perfect.
We called it shatta, which is like our, it's like a chili paste.
Shut the what up.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, but it was good. It was very good. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I had that before because it stood up to me.
Yeah.
It stood out to me. Yeah, it stood out. It stood up.
So it's been a long day.
It's been
a
huge, boy, y'all about to hear about it in a second. But also what we had, I had because your boy was hungry. So I ate before I came back to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
I had the chicken shawarma.
Yeah, what did you think?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
It was, so I had the spice on that too, and it was spicier because it's more concentrated.
Right.
And let me tell you, it was early in the morning, so we had the crispy edges on the outside, so some of the bite was like crispy. You could it was on the rotating thing. smacking. Like, yeah. Honestly, almost wanted to go back later today and was like, more. To get more. But I was like, we literally about to get on the plane. So I was like, let's not do this. But it was fantastic. Y'all, if y'all haven't gone to Salt's Market, check it out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Honestly, it is... It's like a must have. People know about it. But like, if you on the south side, if you on the west side, if you just a north sider that don't go outside,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, like you need to do it. You need to check this out
for sure.
What you think about the food? I know I kind of signed us off.
It's great. I loved it. The mjadara, we make it in a very particular way.
Yeah,
and it's very very simple. It's like it's called like a poor man's food because it's you get a lot of protein, but there's no actual meat in it.
Mm.
I don't like that saying, but that's what they would say to us growing up. Because they said. Would call it a poor man. Well,
that's not what she said.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I loved it. It was really good. I ate the whole thing.
Yeah, so. That's what she said. Anyway, no, it was
inappropriate.
It is very
considering where we are.
You know what? Let's jump into it. Y'all go check out Sultan's Market. But obviously, y'all. The cat's out of the bag. We are here in Cairo, Egypt.
Hey.
Before we get going, I want to do like a reset because this is different.
Yes.
This is different. So
let's
y'all
come back from commercial.
Y'all, yeah, we got to come back from commercial. Let's get in tune. All right, let's get in tune because I got some facts. look at this.
That was like the funnest thing for you is to find a sound that goes
with the area. So yes, we are in Cairo, Egypt, and you probably wonder what the hell are y'all doing on the podcast with from Cairo, Egypt. Nothing.
We don't take days off.
We went to we on vacation.
And not in like a toxic way. We don't take days off, but we're having fun.
We having fun. Yeah, and it's fun.
We are literally recording on the balcony of our hotel with the Nile River.
The Nile River is behind us. And also, keep in mind, we had to do something special for episode 77.
Yes.
So, like, don't forget, this episode 77, and of course, we taking this thing worldwide, baby.
Hey, this is our pitch.
This is our pitch. You know, anybody out there listening, we could do this. We do this.
We travel.
We do it anywhere. We travel. We mobile. But I got some fun facts. You ready to hear some some fun facts?
I'm ready.
Cairo, Egypt, y'all. This is the land of the pharaohs and the kings.
Hey.
How does it tie into Chicago? I do have a Chicago tie. Very small when I'll be it, but I got a Chicago tie.
Okay.
So architecture. Chicago is big on architecture, right? The architectural style here that is influenced around the country, the world, actually, is called Egyptian Revival.
Right.
Okay. And we have a couple structures here in Chicago that are, you know, part of that. You know, and there's a bunch around the world. New York, DC, the Louvre, and the Louvre.
The Louvre. Nothing pisses French people off more than mispronouncing their shit.
Yeah, you pronounce that R. They pissed off. But it's called Egyptian Revival.
Yeah.
And here in Chicago, there is a building that is part of that.
Wow.
The Rebe Storage Warehouse, located at 2325 North Clark Street in Lincoln Park. It was created by William and John Rebe, who are brothers. They wanted to design something that was Egyptian Revival style. Now, it's a warehouse, so it has essentially nothing to do with Egypt.
Right.
Has nothing to do. They just liked it, right?
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing is it was the architects behind it were George Kinsley and sculptor Fritz Albert. They designed the exterior. He designed the exterior. And the significance with the exterior is that if you go to this building, right, it's Egyptian. It's undeniably Egyptian.
Is it really?
Yes, undeniably.
Okay.
Like, the pictures are right here. And it's... it's Egyptian. I want to stress that. You can't miss it. But the two figures on the side of the door, the two men there, they are sculptures of King Ramses, Pharaoh Ramses II.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why they use Ramses II, because most people use
the third.
Yeah, King Tut.
They
use King Tut as the one. But this was created months before King Tut was found.
Wow.
Yes. So this building was created back in 1922. And King Tut was found in November of 1922.
Yeah.
So just a few months before this was built.
That's crazy.
They found King Tut. So they didn't have King Tut as the figure to go off of. Yeah, so pretty cool. That's so if you look at that and you see the figures, that's Ramses II, not King Tut. Yeah. And like I said, they want to use they used him because they didn't have a frame of reference. Right. Now, it was listed, get this, that building is actually listed on the National Registry of Historic Places as of 1979.
Wow.
And something really cool, I went out there on the day it, 23 years to the day.
Wow.
It was September 1st. It was made a Chicago landmark, September 1st, 1999. So here we are, y'all. What a coincidence, 23rd anniversary of that building. So if you want to see some architectural revival, go out there, check it out.
Egyptian revival.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're in Cairo, so we're going to talk about it.
I was going to say that a lot of the architecture here is obviously the French and the British, huge presence in Egypt up until the middle of the 20th century. They had their revolution, but a lot of the buildings are also based off of French and French architecture.
Yeah,
there's a lot of French influence.
You can tell.
So, which again is something they have in common with Chicago. Chicago, is mapped based off of Paris.
There we go.
there's some links there.
Look at the time. Look at us, not just
we also met someone at the airport that was
Chicago
from Chicago.
Boom. You know what I mean?
In the airport our way here.
Look at us. Look.
Not the Chicago airport. All right, we're not that stupid. It was the airport in Jordan.
But look at us. In Chicago, back to this. But let's talk about Cairo. Because right now, currently, you can see in the backdrop, if you are watching this, that tall tower right there in the middle is the Cairo Tower.
Yep.
We're going to be there later on tonight because that's where the Khan Khalili. There you go. Bazaar is down there, and it's pretty world famous bazaar. Yes. So we're gonna go there later
see
on tonight.
Some cool pictures.
See some cool pictures. Yeah,
check our Instagram. You'll see some cool pictures.
Yeah, check it out.
Our trip.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we can't tell you to check it out because we are 7 hours ahead of you.
Yeah. Well, throughout the week, we'll post some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of our trip. But we are located in Old Cairo.
Yes, we're in Old Cairo.
Yeah.
And if you're unfamiliar, Cairo had had some political distress, to say the least.
Yeah.
To put it in common words, I don't want to give a history lesson here. Yeah. Not that this is a history podcast.
Right. I got more history.
I know. But yes, so there was some political unrest, and the city basically, the country really went through a lot. And now they're starting to kind of come back. They're starting to revive. Obviously, COVID affected them a lot. Now they suddenly have an influx of tourists.
Yeah.
And so, where was I going with this?
I don't know, but you were on fire, though. I get it.
It's a busy city. It's a city of 20, you said 22 million?
Yeah, so there you go. It's 22 million people in this city.
In the city of Cairo.
I don't think y'all understand. 22 million. Chicago's three. This is literally,
this is 22 million people.
Yeah.
So it's busy. But yes, I was saying Old Cairo, what I was saying. Right.
Yeah.
So we are in Old Cairo. But as the city is kind of reviving itself, they're building newer parts of the city to kind of accommodate the growing population and people. Unfortunately, Cairo is one of those cities where there's a lot of difference in economic classes. So you have people that are extremely wealthy and then people that aren't.
And there's no middle.
And you can see that. But the new parts of the city are also being built. So there's New Cairo, New Giza, which is where the pyramids are.
Yeah, and just to give y'all some context, we are, if we cross over the Nile River, we are in Giza.
Yep.
That's where the pyramids are, the Great Pyramids of Giza. Mm-hmm. So we are literally like right in the middle here.
Yep.
Something really cool that I think people should know. You kind of see the boats in the water and things like this is the Nile River. Keep that in mind. One more history lesson. It's the only river in the world that goes south to north, aside from the Chicago River. Let me give myself a coin for that.
Hey, a bag of coins.
Yeah, bag of coins for that one. But if you look here, this is like really their their lifeline. 90% of, I think it's 90 or 95% of the population lives along the Nile River.
Yes.
Which and, is I absolutely mean, incredible yeah. for 22 million people.
Yeah. And also, like, civilization started at rivers. So you have the Tigris and the Euphrates in modern-day Iraq. You have the Nile River that runs through a lot of Africa.
Yeah.
Which were ancient Egypt. You know what fact blows my mind, and this is completely unrelated, is that the Romans studied the Egyptians as ancient history.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's how
and
old
we
it is.
We study the Romans as ancient history.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of ancient history, we went to the ancient history.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
We went to the pyramids.
I know the pyramids.
If y'all still listen to it, you want to hear about it. We went to the pyramids. We went to the pyramids. Climbed
up.
I went inside. Let me tell you, it's 97 degrees outside here.
It was 200 degrees
inside that pyramid. Yeah. And on top of that, you have to climb up probably the most narrowest walkway.
Yeah.
Not even a walkway. It's a climbway. You know,
it's just a step.
Just wood step with like wood planks to help push you along.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you have to stay arched. If you are tall, you might as well be on your knees.
Yeah.
I was like damn near on my knees. If you look at my Instagram story, it was a problem. Yeah. I mean, I got to the top, and it was obviously really cool because the funeral room, that's what it is. Yeah. These are funeral homes, essentially.
Right.
Obviously it's empty, right? You know, like the tomb is empty, but you can go up in there. I got video. You weren't supposed to because they took the camera. You had to keep my camera. But I got video of it inside of there, you know, on my story. It's really dope to say I was up inside a pyramid. You know what I mean? Like all the way to the top. Like all it's
just a few thousand years old.
Yeah, just a few thousand. And it looked and smelled old in that bad boy. Let me tell you. And you know, it could be all the sweaty ass bodies moving through there. You know what I mean? Could be just
it's also very old.
Yeah, very old. I mean like dead bodies were in there.
You know what's insane? There's a thing that says there's the curse of the pharaoh.
Yeah.
And it's believed that anyone that like inflicts any sort of damage to the tombs of the pharaohs or the
sarcophagus,
whatever, they're cursed. So some people have like killed themselves.
Yeah, that's
and,
too much.
And they say that the Titanic had like Egyptian shit on it, and that's why it sank.
Oh boy, that's conspiracy theory.
It was stolen and then sold to the British, and then they were the British took everything.
They did.
So
they did.
They just came in here like we'll take this. Don't worry about it.
Speaking of taking, we took transportation around
stop,
here.
Stop it.
Like this, let me tell you, if you've never been to Egypt,
it's a cultural shock.
It's cultural of all culture. I say come here for one. Just come here.
Of course.
Come here. But the driving is off the charts here. Like these are the world's worst drivers.
No, they're the world's best drivers.
Actually, I was
if
just
I'm
about to say,
honest.
Yeah, they so bad they great.
Yeah,
like they are great drivers because like there's some roads that have lines on them that they don't
arbitrary.
Abide. Arbitrary. They don't mean nothing.
Unusable.
They don't matter if it's a 3-lane road. It is a 4-lane road.
Correct.
You get to where you need to go. Ain't no laws, ain't no rules. You can cut off a cop.
Yes.
Like this, we were so scared in that damn Uber. All the taxis that we took Uber,
and then we took a horse drawn carriage.
We took a horse
the streets.
You know, right where the pyramids
and
are.
When I say horse drawn, I mean one horse drawn.
One horse. Going one horsepower is what it had.
The guy that drove the thing called it an Egyptian Ferrari.
Yeah, Egyptian Ferrari. We was in there like pharaohs and queens. We was.
You know?
Because I was sitting on edge. My booty was like cheek was starting to fall asleep. My hip was slightly displaced. And all I'm looking at this horse ass right in front of me just galloping. You know what I mean? It was
galloping.
Like that is probably the biggest thing to me.
Yeah.
Also, if you come here with any kind of electronics and equipment, camera, just
be prepared
to get stopped pretty much everywhere you go.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, multiple times too, which is,
for security reasons.
I was telling you, that's okay.
Yeah.
That was fine. It was annoying, don't get me wrong, but like, I get it. You know what I mean? These are their rules. You know, these are their rules. We in their country, in their city, we got to do what they got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, but just be prepared to that. the food, what do you think about the food? Because this is it's more. You know what? Here, one more fun fact.
Okay.
One more fun fact, y'all. This is the world's largest congregation or city with the most Arabs in it. Number one Arab city in the world. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, coin. I didn't
know
that.
There you go. Another coin.
All right.
Yeah. I'm out here. Look, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Aladdin.
Okay, Aladdin. Okay.
Little money satchels.
What I got here? I'll give you a coin for that one.
Okay. I'll take it.
That coin got some bass in it. Yeah, that, man. But no, so what I was going with that, the food is if y'all don't know, because you think Cairo, Africa, if you have no clue, this is a very Arabic, pretty much.
Yes.
100%, I want to say. Yeah, there's a few, you know what I mean? But Arabic land. I mean, there's writing on the buildings. There's Arabic on the buildings. There's Arab. Everything is Arabic. So, which, if you didn't know that.
Now you know.
The more you know. Yeah. I just wanted to do that. But I knew that because I've done a shit ton of research on Egypt, but in Cairo. So, what'd you think about the food? We had a lot of food.
A lot of food. I like the food. I wouldn't come to Cairo for the culinary scene.
You come
personally.
For the pyramids.
I think food in Egypt is very like. For sustainability, what I mean?
That's a very good point.
For sustenance, it's not necessarily like for enjoyment.
Yeah, you're not coming here to be like, oh man, I had the best.
They have great restaurants. Don't get me wrong. Right. Like they have great restaurants, but they're only accessible for the ultra rich.
Right.
And so the average person isn't eating there every single day.
Right.
As opposed to like Chicago, where you can get like a $5-7 meal and it will be like amazing.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I feel like that's the difference. Again, the food is good, but in comparison with other Arab countries, my personal opinion, it does not.
You would know.
You know what I mean?
You would
like
know.
The food in Jordan is incredible. The food in Syria and Lebanon, amazing. Even like the countries around the Gulf with all the spices, because that's where like all the spice trades happened and stuff like that. I just think the food there is.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's better.
But I think you said it right, though. Like, this is not, you're not here to eat. You know what I mean? You're here to see the pyramids.
Right.
You're here to see Egypt. You're here to see archaeology.
Yeah.
You're here to see old ancient stuff, right?
But, I mean, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Like, and then, you know, it is kind of a party town. You know what I mean? Like, it's a party town.
It's a very nightlife city.
It is live.
Yes.
It is live.
Yeah, people we went to bed at like, what, almost midnight last night?
Yeah.
And the nightclub across the street from us was like,
yeah, just
laser lights.
Yeah, just going. And they be partying on the boats. I don't know if y'all can see the boats. They got a light up fountain in the middle of in the middle of the Nile River.
Fountain in the middle of the Nile?
Who was like, you know what?
You know what this river needs?
Some light.
and spewing water.
And spewing water randomly out of
probably
it.
Got alligators.
Yeah. We really close to where
we
this.
We might see an alligator tomorrow on the little tour we're doing.
You know what? If we do and it come near that boat.
No.
I turn to Michael Phelps real quick. that's pretty much so far, you know, all we've done. I mean, which was a lot. But I do want to say we did go to the museum. We saw King Tut. We saw King Tut and all his stuff and everybody else, all his little homies.
The
mummies and everything. The King Tut thing is probably the most unreal.
Yeah.
Like looking at that, I could see why that was such a huge find.
Right.
They say that was the greatest discovery of the 20th century.
Right.
And I would believe it because, like, all the, you know,
untouched
for thousands of years, 2-3,000 years.
More.
You know, we saw the bus. You can't take pictures.
Actually, I don't know when he was.
Yeah, I think it was about 2,500 years. But
you absolutely cannot take pictures.
You can't take no pictures. They made me delete the one that I did. I walked in glossy eyed and everything. Oh my God, there it is. King Tut. He was like, hey, no pictures.
He came up.
And watched me delete it. I was going
to
lie
to you. About to finesse it.
I was about to finesse like a motherfucker. Boy.
Oh, I know.
I was about to finesse. But it was really dope. But the really cool thing is seeing how good all that stuff is.
Yeah.
And this is stuff that I researched and I seen them talking about it. And now I'm seeing it in real life.
Yeah.
His mask, that mask is pure gold.
Yes.
And it looked like pure gold. And you could look and see. And we went to the museum. Obviously, you could see the hieroglyphics, you know, like the stuff that's preserved.
There's a lot in that. That museum has 120,000 items to view.
That's crazy.
from different parts of different years throughout the reign of the
pharaohs. Yeah, the different ages. You know what I mean? Right. Like 18th century, 18th dynasty. That's the best one. You know what I mean?
That's Dario's favorite.
That's my favorite. Personally, you know, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I wasn't messing with the New Egypt. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't. Like it got boring after
that.
The New Egypt. You're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Sure. No,
New Egypt got boring, but like that 18th.
The curse of that pharaoh. He's gonna be like, what do you mean I was boring?
You know, like Ramses. It was first of all. It's like, I don't know if y'all know, but it's like 10 Ramses. They just had because he was.
After, I mean, people married their siblings and shit.
The first couple before the Ramses that actually everybody know is really dope. Something else, Ten Commandments, the movie Ten Commandments. I don't know if y'all seen it. They depict Ramses.
You mean the movie with all the people in brown face?
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much. Charleston Heston movie. If y'all don't know, which is a classic here in Chicago. I mean, not Chicago, but in the United States.
Yeah.
Anyway, the history behind that, you know, they say Ramses was the one that Moses was going against.
Mm.
But if you go through Egyptian history, it wasn't Ramses. This happened before that. Before Ramses, so they, I think after Ramses, but nonetheless, it wasn't Ramses who should have been in that movie. There was another pharaoh, but because Ramses was such a big name, let's use him. But if they, when you do the research and when they did more research, you know, because that movie's old as hell, made in the 20s, I believe, or something.
No. Is it that old?
Maybe not 20s. You know, maybe the 60s. Maybe the 60s.
Yeah,
right.
60s.
But. You know, who knows the knowledge that they got from that? You know what I mean? Like, so.
I mean, but like, they know Jewish history.
Right. But I mean, I guess when you keep reading these
high. Hollywood doesn't give a fuck, is what it is.
When you can't.
Hollywood does not give a fuck. Everybody
they,
going.
You know,
people
they
wearing blackface and brown face. They did not give a shit. We're going to tell these stories, however, whatever's going to sell.
Who
these
was it?
Movies.
Russell Crowe? He was in the movie about Jesus. What was.
Stop it.
Anyway.
Jesus is brown, y'all. You know what I mean?
In case you don't know. One more thing before we get out of here, which is really cool. We saw the equivalent to Rosetta Stone. There's only few in the world. And we saw one of the ones that is considered just as great, because Rosetta Stone is the greatest of them all. But this one was really dope.
It's pretty good. It's and if you don't know what that is, and you thought the Rosetta Stone was just the name of the app, it's actually or maybe you checked out those DVDs from the library to learn Spanish.
Language. Or you listen to Apple when they be like, you can code with a Rosetta.
Anyway, it's basically the reason we know how to read Coptic, which is the language of the pharaohs, and like know what the hieroglyphs, I don't know how to say that.
Hieroglyphs.
What they mean is because they translated it into Greek, and because there was an overlap between Greek and ancient Egyptians. And so they wrote it down, and they etched it into these stones.
Right.
And that's the only reason
that
we know what it means. And part of the stone, part of each one of the stones is broken off, so we don't actually know what everything means.
Right.
But it's
dope.
Without it, we wouldn't know a lot of the history. Yeah.
It's what's really cool though is that we were right in front.
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
Saw it with our that own eyes. We saw Rosetta Stone with our own.
I didn't think I would ever see that.
Yeah, I mean like that. The whole museum. If you're ever out in Egypt, is one of the things
you
must do.
If you're ever out in the neighborhood,
you ever in the area, just you know.
Well, if you enjoy ancient Egyptian history, I would say this is definitely a trip that's worth making.
Yeah.
Because
this was a bucket list for me. This was definitely a bucket list.
Honestly, if you're flying direct to Cairo, the ticket is $600.
Wasn't bad.
Which, in comparison with flying into other parts of the world that are that far,
right.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Of course, it might take some time to save up enough to take a decent trip, but... You know.
Yeah. I mean, y'all get out here.
$1,000, you'll be good out here.
You're right. The Egyptian pound, it goes a long way if you got a USD. Let me tell you, like 100 USD will get you a
19,000
Egyptian pound. EPs. Hey, come on out here. But that's enough for us. We'll catch you back in States next episode. Right? Yeah. We'll catch. look at Sarah leaving you over. You want to close us out there?
Right. It's breeze from the Nile River, y'all. I feel so peaceful in my heart today.
Right?
That if you didn't like this episode, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This world is bigger than just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Right.
there's, you know, people that have lived for thousands of years. No, that's not true. I mean, thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy life. Get out there. I don't know. Touch some grass.
Just some blades. Go ahead and get you some blades.
Touch a little blade of grass.
It's probably,
feel better.
It's probably 1,000 years old. Yeah. No, it's not. It's probably a couple months, a couple weeks. You mow the grass.
Jim is out there watering his grass.
Stop
watering the grass.
Come on, Keith.
You should grow
get
cloves.
Why? Let's stop name shaming.
All right.
Y'all live from Egypt. We'll see you back
next
in
week?
Chicago next week. Yo, peace.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We look forward to having you again next Monday. So make sure you look out for us on any platform where you can listen to a podcast. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and do all the things. And we'll see you next Monday.